Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to have you as part of my day, and I appreciate you letting me be part of yours. Peter D. Johnston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. Peter is the author of Negotiating with Giants, Get What You Want Against the Odds. He's an internationally recognized negotiator, advisor, and mediator, recognized around the world as one of the leading experts in negotiations, and we're glad to have him as our new negotiating expert in the Brain Trust. Peter Johnston, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you here, Peter. I'm looking forward to this. My audience knows that this is one of the handful of really, really favorite things that I love to talk about. One of the other ones being branding, but negotiating is such an important thing because a lot of people completely misunderstand the whole concept of negotiating. They don't realize that almost every aspect of your life is negotiating. I mean, when you're trying to get a two-year-old to take one more bite of peas, that's a negotiation, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Jim. Anytime you're trying to influence someone to do something, including huge organizations, you're negotiating. And that doesn't mean that there's a contract that's formally signed at the end of it. It just means that you're exerting influence to get what mm-hmm. you want. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, one of the things that's confirmed in this book and the research at Harvard that led up to it and my client work is that, you know, where giants would love you to think that it's all about what happens at the negotiation table, and they like that perception of it's all about that in terms of what the agenda is, who's there, and what you're wearing, that stuff is really secondary to what's going on away from the negotiation table before you get to that meeting.
Right, right. Well, and the thing is, unless you're splitting up the company and you're never going to speak again, or you're buying somebody out and they're going to go away when they take their money or vice versa, you know, if you don't have a good basis for doing business or away from the negotiating table, whatever you're going to wind up putting together is not going to work very well, is it?
Well, that's right. And so, you know, away from the negotiation table, what are you doing? When I say that to entrepreneurs and other smaller players, you know, it's not about what happens at the table. They say, well, what exactly is going on away from the table? And that's about, you know, putting your defenses in place, making yourself bigger and stronger, and making your giant smaller and weaker in the simplest terms.
Well, and the other thing about that, see, here's another thing that's kind of part of the table environment. There oftentimes are lawyers there, and when you get to the table, and so if the business people haven't established a reason to do business together, at some point in time, I don't know if you found this, Peter. I'm sure you have, but more times than not, at some time during the negotiations, the attorneys try to take over the negotiation, and if the thing actually winds up going through, the business principals have to tell them to sit down and do the legal stuff and let them handle the business.
Well, that's right, and actually, you know, that's one of the things, as you say, that can go awry early in negotiations. If people don't think carefully about when they involve their counselors, such as mm-hmm. lawyers, you know, and in advising clients, I often speak to that on, you know, you absolutely have to have lawyers involved in major
right.
contractual agreements, but, you know, when do you involve them and what parameters do you put on them in terms of their involvement? Because you can actually lose a lot of value, as you know, at the table.
Mm-hmm.
You can gain value through lawyers, clearly, but you can also lose a lot of value, primarily through the dynamic that it sends through the negotiation in terms of putting a blockage between you and your counterparts on the other side of the table.
What I tell people, Peter, is it's okay to talk to your attorneys anytime you want to, but don't let them be involved with the other side until the last, nearly the last minute. What do you think about that?
You know, I agree that that's true, and I also would say in some contexts, I will say to clients, let's involve your, you know, after initial meetings, let's involve lawyers early enough on, not in a dot the I's, cross the T's capacity, but in terms of understanding the origins of the deal and what the interests are of the parties at the table. And if they don't understand those core interests in terms of what the business proposition is, then you know the lawyers can lose track of that.
That's right.
Later on in the deal and affect the value ultimately to both parties.
And they start thinking it's all about them instead of all about the deal. Let me ask you a question. Talk to us about this concept of giants. I told the audience before you got here that a giant is your giant. It's whichever organization that probably is larger than you that you want to influence. It doesn't have to be Walmart, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know, when this book started out 10 years ago in terms of research through my work at Harvard and client work, it was based on the fact that more and more of our clients, we realized, and it was becoming obvious, were up against huge forces, Jim, that were unprecedented in history.
Mm-hmm.
When you looked at the resources and the clout that they brought to bear on the other side of these negotiations, and that had huge implications for smaller players. Again, unlike any other time in history where, you know, how do you defend yourself when a giant the size of a Walmart, for example, comes after you as a smaller business with a few million in sales?
Mm-hmm.
How do you defend your information, your reputation?
That's a big deal, isn't it? Maintaining your intellectual property, maintaining your trade secrets. What is the best way to do that?
Well, you know, I talk about this in the book in some details and on the legal side as well, but, you know, at the simplest level, I advise clients and say there are two choices you have here. One is to be very protective of your intellectual property. That means, you know, legally make patents or copyrights,
right,
trademarks, whatever it might be, and also not totally opening up the kimono and telling everything there is to know about your business.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's another approach.
Hold up, Peter, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that approach right after these messages, folks.
Sure.
One of the things small business owners do, I think, too much when they negotiate, especially with a giant of any size, really, is you know, opening your mouth and singing too much about, you know, giving stuff out quicker than you need to. Something to think about. 20 after, right back with Peter Johnston. The book is called Negotiating with Giants. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Steely Dan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Let me tell you about my websites, which are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and all the things we do here. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Listen to the show, all the different ways you can do that. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check those out. Use them to your advantage. Peter Johnston, Peter D. Johnston, with a T, is our guest, and he is a negotiating expert, internationally recognized as one of the top guys in that field. He's the author of Negotiating with Giants. And Peter, I'd like for you to tell us where we can find your book and where we can find you.
Well, you can go to negotiatingwithgiants.com to find out more about the book and me. And you can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, or just your local bookstore. And the book's just getting into bookstores now across North America.
So check it out, folks, Negotiating with Giants. Peter, you were talking about, you were going to give us one more thought on negotiating, the negotiating point we were talking about.
Well, yeah, I was going to say you can be very on the defense side as we're discussing information. You can be protective of your information, or in some circumstances, it's appropriate, I tell clients, to open up completely, where you put it all on the table, and it's therefore difficult or more difficult for a giant to take your information from you, somewhat ironically.
Wow.
And that's, you know, there's a case, Jim, with that involved Disney World, where two entrepreneurs went to Disney World with an idea called Sports Island. And that was years ago. And when these people presented their idea, and then Disney didn't seem interested, 4 years later, guess what? They came up with an idea called Sports Island at Disney. Well, the jury in that case, because Disney was sued by these two entrepreneurs, was actually empathetic to them because they had left a nice little calling card, which was a model of Sports Island. And when the jury heard that there was a model that had been left, and, you know, it was tough for Disney, whether they had actually taken the idea from there or not, to deny what had happened. But they had literally left it all on the table.
I wouldn't, but my advice, folks, don't rely on the jury. Keep your stuff to yourself till it's time to release it.
Yeah,
what about
NDAs,
non-disclosure agreements? What do you think about those?
Well, you know, there's a case where these folks, you know, dealing with Disney, didn't think an NDA was going to protect their idea enough, that they would have to share enough to interest Disney that Disney could take the idea. So they decided an NDA wasn't appropriate. In certain circumstances, it's helpful. But I would just say to people, you know, watch out, because just getting an NDA can actually hurt you at times if the NDA has so many loopholes in it. That you're not protected. And in fact, that can be used against you by saying, hey, you knew what you were signing here. And we had the right to take that information.
What do you think happened with Yahoo and Microsoft? Was it just about money, or did somebody not do a good job of negotiating?
You know, I hesitate when I'm not on the inside of a deal to comment from afar, because, as you know, the dynamics internally, you know, often it's not clear to outsiders what's going on. You've got a case where often money is not the case. Money is usually a marker for other interests. You know, you look at top athletes in their fields who want to be paid top dollar. That's not, you know, people say, well, what's an extra $5 million a year? It's not about the $5 million. It's about ego. And I think, you know, in terms of Yahoo having been independent, there's definitely there's an ego play there. And that ego says to people, you know what, I'm best able to serve Yahoo's interests by being independent, or at least only doing this on these terms. So that can certainly get in the way, and I would guess, you know, that deal made sense at a number of levels, and so to your point, something got in the way.
Something got in the way because the money wasn't that bad, actually, as I saw it. But I mean, here's a couple of things that I tell people to make sure they know when they go, before they go into negotiation. I want to get your thoughts on it. Number one, do everything you can to find out what motivates the other party. Whatever little bitty thing might be that motivates them. Number two, make sure you know how far you will go before you go in there and draw the line, and plan on, you know what you know what you're willing to throw away and know what you won't throw away. What do you think about that, Peter?
I think that's all right. I think it's when I say all right, all of it is right. I guess my biggest piece of advice to entrepreneurs is stay away from the negotiation table as long as possible. Because if you think about David and Goliath in the biblical context, Goliath was at most 2 times David's size. Today, if you're robust, even a robust smaller business with, you know, 3 to 4 million in sales, you're looking up at a giant on the other side of the table that
is
50 to 100,000 times your size. You're looking, you know, as much as if you're talking about Walmart, you're looking 200 miles up in the air at your giant.
Right.
So do you want to really go in, rush to the negotiation table to say, so can we get a deal here?
So how do we, but are you saying that we put the deal together outside the negotiating table?
Yeah, as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Not only, you know, accessing a giant for smaller players is a big challenge.
Yeah.
Let alone putting your defenses in place. Avoiding one-sided deals is a big challenge for smaller players. So, yes, as much as possible. And I tell stories, that there are just dozens of stories in the book about how smaller players do this effectively away from
When you come back next time, we're going to get you to tell us some of those stories. Will you come back another day?
Hey, I'd love that. Anytime, Jim, and it's an honor being on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. Peter Johnston, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Negotiating with Giants. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Forbes. Stay with us.
Every day the answer seems
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.